Hello, Love Tribe. Welcome to Heartblend Podcast. If you are new, I'm your host, Lindsay Christian, where I help others love and discover themselves to help them reach their fullest potential. If you are returning, then welcome back. I'm so happy to have you. And this will be a bit of a shorter episode, but I did want to cover the cautions when it comes to the law of attraction. Just a couple of do's and don'ts and a few warnings when utilizing this alchemy. So with the law of attraction, the number one thing to always keep in mind is that you are utilizing the law of attraction to manifest what you believe you are really worthy of having. So it is important to keep this in mind, because if you focus on the fact that you are trying to make something happen into your life that is out of your own reach, that you might become a slave to that. And that is the thing we don't want to do. We don't want to become a slave to our manifestation. We don't want to allow for it to give power over us. So it's important to keep that mindset that you're already worthy of having what it is that you're looking for. You are just breaking through your own set, learned, limited beliefs so that you can receive them. So when it seems like it's something really big, say you're like, I want to manifest $1 million, you know, focus on the fact that, okay, that means that you believe that you are worth $1 million and you just want to see it physically. Because when you start focusing on, oh, I don't have it, then you begin to chain yourself to that attraction, to that manifestation, and it can begin to wreak havoc in your life, and you'll lose focus on other important things into your life. Which brings me to my next point, is that law of attraction is just a tool, and to use it wisely, try your best to not live your entire life through manifestation. Live life, enjoy those experiences. Being alive and being here is not just for you to manifest things into your life, just to focus on attracting things into your life. It's just a tool to help you break past certain beliefs, but don't live there. Live life, enjoy life, take risks sometimes. Don't be afraid to have a bad day. Don't be afraid of rejection. Don't be afraid of all the little things that make us human, because that's going to make your life experience that much richer, that much fuller. And I would not want you to miss the whole point of life due to trying to control your thoughts all the time. The next point that I want to make is that when you focus on what it is that you're wanting to attract into your life, the things that you're wanting to receive, do understand that just because you attracted it into your life doesn't really mean that it's really for you. It doesn't always mean that it's for your highest good. Sometimes the universe, God, the highest power will allow for you to have certain things that you have been wishing for, that you're wanting to manifest, just to show you that it really will not fulfill you, just so you can get it out of your system, pretty much. So for me, I know that, you know, I had my little checklist of this person I wanted to have in my life, and I met that person exactly, not how I pictured, but how I felt, how I imagined it to feel. And it was an incredible experience, but because I feel that maybe I didn't really feel worthy of receiving it. It felt like, really? I didn't really feel like it was really mine. And it slowly began to have power over me. And that's something that is really important. You don't want it to have power over you, because you will begin to feel really, really negative. And what I learned from that experience was that even on the outside surface, if it looks so perfect, so great for you to have, it does come with a whole nother side to it. And you have to be aware of that side too. So whenever you're manifesting certain things, be aware there are two sides to each coin. And when you're taking on that role or responsibility and what it is that you're manifesting, that there are other things that may come with that that you might not be prepared for. So new realities come with new challenges. We can't escape new challenges. We can't escape pain. We can't escape anything like that because that's growth. And we are always designed to grow and to evolve into our lives. And that is what is most important. The next danger or point I really want to drive home is that when it comes to soul manifestation that I mentioned and the ego versus soul manifestation, sometimes people will take that and run with it and try to control their soul manifestation, meaning they might try to work with certain drugs that they feel brings them into a certain consciousness or certain enlightenment. And I want you to be very aware that a soul manifestation is nothing that you have control over. There's nothing you can do in order to manifest anything for your soul. Your soul will manifest its own things that it needs for you. Everything is all united. So you are your soul, pretty much. You are your soul. And your ego is just that filter. It's your identity. It's the shell. It's the outside shell of your soul. And so your soul is always going to bring in new experiences for you. So a lot of times people will feel like, well, I felt really enlightened and I felt like I was getting ready to lose my life. I felt very out of control. I felt like I was delusional. And that is because you are trying to control your soul. You're trying to tap in to your soul instead of just being naturally, organically. You should not be taking any type of drug, any type of drink, any type of supplement in order for you to connect to your soul. I don't care what anyone tells you, because it can bring danger and it can bring side effects that you may not be aware of how it's going to affect you. So just have patience and focus on solitude, meditation, focus on just being at peace with yourself, focus on healing the things that have brought you pain and sadness and anger and harm into your life. Focus on healing those things. Through healing, you become more and more united with your soul. That is really how you connect with your soul, not by taking certain drugs that make you feel high or whatever the case may be. If you want to do whatever you do, I am not the judge of that. I'm not judgmental about that. But I do have to let you know that I have talked to so many people that will focus on like, well, this is how I feel enlightened. This is how I remove my ego. This is how I break through barriers in life. I can see things that I never thought I could really see. And it's like, you know what? But you have to be really careful. The body's not designed to really utilize those types of things. Okay. So be very careful. And just for me personally, especially with having even a neighbor near me that passed away due to drugs and overdoses, I would not recommend that at all. You do not have my approval on that. And so I would highly suggest that please do not focus on trying to enlighten yourself just by you saying that I am an enlightened person. I am a spiritual person is still very ego-based. Okay, so we have to be aware that ego means identity. So you can either have a healthy identity or an unhealthy identity. But just know that anytime you're saying, I am this, that is the ego. The soul, the spirit, it just is. It's just a state of being. It is. There's no label to it. It's just a consciousness that's there. So we have to be aware that we cannot try to control a soul manifestation. Okay, that's just life. That means life is happening for you, and you can't control every little thing of your life to avoid pain. Okay, that's the whole point of me making this episode, because sometimes people take information and run away with it. And I love you all so much. I care about you, and I want to make sure that you're doing things the right way. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this brief message. Hello, my love tribe. Welcome back. So I wanted to drive home another point when it comes to utilizing caution with the law of attraction, and that is by giving credit to the source, which is God. When you begin to try to manifest from your own self, from your own ego, you make yourself the source. You become very prideful during this process where you're like, I can manifest anything. Okay. When we start to take that approach, we can begin to go down a really bad rabbit hole that will bring some danger to us because we will not use discernment. We'll forget discernment in this process and we'll see everything on the outside that it looks like what we want. But when we receive it, it might come with a very hefty price tag of something we're not ready for. So let's say, for instance, you're wanting to manifest a certain career, okay? And if you just focus on not consulting God, you focus, I'm the one manifesting this, I'm in control of this, I got this, I'm the one that has attracted all of this stuff in my life because I know how to use manifestation. And then you attract this career or this job or this opportunity or experience into your life. You might see that behind that, it might look like all fine and dandy, is exactly what you wanted. But because you're lacking that connection and discernment during this process, you might see that someone asks for a higher return, such as something that violates your beliefs, your values, your morals, violates who you are. And always know that you are in the higher position because it's you, and you should never compromise yourself just for the sake of a desire. So if someone is offering you money, but there's all of these hidden agendas and strings attached to it that really doesn't feel good to you, that's when you have to take a step back and not focus so much on, well, I manifested it, so it must be for me, like I attracted it, like it must be mine, like, you know, we have to be aware and really tune in with ourselves, tune in with God before we really focus on asking for all of these things into our lives. And we want it to be a clean energy. We want it to be very true to us. We want it to not have all these hidden dangers. Now, we will have challenges, of course, to help us grow, but anything that's bringing harm to us is never good for us, period. So always keep that in the back of your mind that we want to give credit to where credit is due. We did not create the law of attraction. We did not create the law of gravity. We did not create the law of physics. We did not create the law of karma. All of these things are universal laws that are created by the divine creator. We are just the product of the divine creation. So we have to give credit where credit is due. We have to take our ego out of it, and we have to just allow for ourselves to be supported, not to take over that and think we have the power to create whatever we want. So I want you to be cautious of that, because you will indeed manifest certain things into your life that on the outside look all fine and dandy. They look wonderful. But if you don't have that discernment going in, if you're not connected, if you're not in tune that, hey, I don't want this thing that's going to come with a bunch of red flags. I want this thing to be right. Then that's when you have to be open to feeling supported by the highest power and giving credit for that. So that's really all of everything that I have to share when it comes to, you know, the warnings and cautions of law of attraction. I don't want you to run away with this whole thing and, you know, not focus on what's really important. And then, you know, you feel out of balance. You're like, I gotta manifest. You know, you stay in your room all day and you're trying to manifest and you're not out there living life and enjoying your life at this present moment. So I wanted to bring that to your attention. But I do want you to be able to utilize this tool to be able to break through old beliefs and to really bring in and manifest all of your desires. So I hope you enjoyed it. Definitely stay tuned for a wonderful guided meditation to helping you get into that position of alignment and manifesting your desires, and we will do some visualization techniques. So thank you so much for tuning in, and have a wonderful rest of your day. Definitely be sure to follow and subscribe so that you can be updated on brand new episodes every single week. And I cherish you. I thank you. I'm grateful for you. And if you would like to connect with me, you can follow me on Instagram at I am Lindsay Christian. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Stay blessed, stay healthy, and stay safe.